I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabamians looking for health insurance will likely have more choices in the second year of the insurance marketplace. A spokesman for the state insurance department says United Healthcare has filed plans with state and federal regulators to offer coverage in all 67 counties during the second year of the program. United Healthcare did not offer individual plans in any county during the first year. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama says it again intends to offer individual plans in all 67 of the state's counties. Humana has applied to continue offering plans in the three counties it serves now, Jefferson, Shelby, and Madison. Open enrollment for the second year begins November 15th. An Alabama state senator will be speaking to a congressional subcommittee about making changes in prisons. State Senator Cam Ward is chairman of Alabama's new prison reform task force. He'll be speaking at a hearing on prison reform before the House Judiciary Committee's Crime Subcommittee tomorrow. Ward says one thing about prison reform, whether it's at the state or federal level, is that it's going to take some time.
Well, it's going to be a slow turnaround, I can tell you, because it took a long time to get into this mess. It's going to take us a long time to get back out of it. So it won't be anything that happens fast. However, I think one thing that can be done is examining the pardon and parole process, how we're currently handling parole situations.
Ward says another thing is handling the expansion of some programs that have proven not only successful but inexpensive. Ward is one of three state legislators who was invited to speak before the subcommittee. And most Alabamians were probably hoping the U.S. would win the World Cup soccer championship. However, Germany's victory might be a nice consolation prize. Alabama has a sizable German population because of its ties to the aerospace industry and companies like Mercedes-Benz and ThyssenKrupp Steel. Michael Johnson is the honorary German consul for Alabama and a longtime FIFA employee. He talked before the match about what a World Cup win would mean for Germans.
This ability to say, I'm German, I'm proud, look at what we've done, look at what we've accomplished, and for them to be able to share that with the rest of the world. So it's a positive beyond just what happened on the field.
Alabama has strong ties to Germany, as does the American soccer team. They are coached by a German and have five players with German ties on their squad. Germany defeated Argentina in yesterday's World Cup final, 1-0. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Monday evening to you overnight tonight. Showers and thunderstorms become likely later on tonight. Lows in the mid-70s to low 70s for Tuesday. Good chance for rain early in the day, then gradually going dry after lunch as temperatures top out in the mid-80s on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, we'll be noticeably cooler for the northern half of the state during the overnight hours. In fact, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.